Voices of the Temple, official podcast of the Temple of Witchcraft, exploring mystery and magic through love, will, and wisdom, hosted by Adam Sartwell. Hello, listeners. Here's the second installment of my interview with Robbie Packard. I hope you enjoyed the first one, and will enjoy the second just as much. Blessed be. So, in doing all of this and running the shop, you've done multiple events with crafters, with witch community, and so on. Which ones have you really enjoyed? Like, what aspects of them? And then, how does Templefest hold up against all of those?
See, that's not a fair question. It's not. So I love the Temple of Witchcraft. Like I said, I'm an active member, and Templefest is probably my favorite event of the year. It's my favorite event of the year because of the immersion of being able to be with community in such a way that's pretty amazing. I will say, it's hard to say which is better than the others, like, because I love Magical Marketplace. I love Celebrate Samhain. The Pagan Pride events that I regularly attend every year, Western Mass Pagan Pride and Southeastern Mass Pagan Pride, of which I've been attending all of those for many, many, many years. I love them because of community. It all comes back to community. Everything comes back to community with me. Always has, always will, no matter, where my journey takes me. I love connecting with people in the community that I might only see once a year at this particular event. But when I do, the depth of that connection is just rekindled. And it's joyful and it's happy and it fills me. It fills my spirit deeply. It fills my cup so that I can keep doing what I'm doing. So I look forward to those events. I've done a lot of other outside events that are not witchcraft related, and I don't have the same connection. It's not the same connection. And I think that's the biggest part of it, But Templefest, I love Templefest. I don't even know how many years I've been going now, but it is. It's one of my favorite. No, it's my favorite event of the year. So please, anybody else who's running events and stuff, please don't be doing that. Lately, the last couple of years, I've been doing a lot of events with Witch's Night Out Market down in Providence, Rhode Island. The event organizers of those have been fantastic. Last year, I did an event called A Day of Witchery, which is hosted by Keen Serpent Society, and Laura Tempest Zakroff is involved with that. That was great fun. You guys were there last year.
Yes.
It's happening again this year. I'm really hoping to get into that this year. Those events are fantastic. And it's wonderful to see more pagan inspired events, but that, these are my people and those are the events that I enjoy the most. But if you haven't gotten your tickets for Templefest, people, get your tickets for Templefest because it's always fun.
Yes. Yeah. And it is really an immersion because, I know I've said this about, so we used to go to a gay men's festival in Ohio. Now it's in Pennsylvania. But it is an interesting experience. So like for me, like when I talk about that, it's like, imagine that there are no straight people and there's just gay people everywhere. And that sense of community, and they used to say things like, like I come back every year just to recharge and all of that. And I'm like, yeah, I guess so, but it's the same sort of effect when you bring people who are closely aligned in tradition and magic and service to community and all of that together. It's like, oh, everyone here is witches, like it's very different than, the day-to-day life that we experience.
it does feel, like I said, it fills my cup.
Yeah.
And I feel like that I am recharged and rejuvenated, and I, you know, can keep going and living my mundane life and doing mm-hmm. that, knowing that my spiritual battery and, you know, my witchcraft, my community battery is full, kind of running in the background, as it were. Mm-hmm. And helps me to be able to, I think, function normally. if that's a thing.
Yeah. Yeah. No. I think it scratches an itch on our soul that we didn't know we had, you know? Right?
Yeah.
The last question I have for you is, tell me about your own witchcraft journey and how it has changed both in your work or your magic, and how it has changed your role in the community, or how your roles have changed.
This is a big question, and it's definitely one that I hope a lot of people will reflect on. I feel that we get it, you know, we arrive in community, you know, especially at the beginning, and we think, you know, oh, this is what we're going to do. And then feel almost this sense of obligation that we have to stay in that role forever, mm-hmm. you know, and that's not the witchcraft journey, ever. The witchcraft path is very winding, and, you know, where we were even a year ago from where we are now, if we're doing our work, we're going to be different people, and we're going to be at a different place on our path. And so how that relates to our role in community really is a testament to the work that we're doing. So let me put it to you this way. Where I was 15 years ago in starting the Robin's Nest and then connecting with Temple and the different things that I like to help out with Temple back then is very different than where I'm at now, personally in my life and in my practice and in my business, and where it has shifted and changed. So the last few years, kind of behind the scenes, you know, I've been doing a lot more crone work in my life because I'm of that age. And, you know, when you hear the call of the goddess in different faces, and how she presents herself to us, and she reaches out her hand, do you take that hand and move forward on that path, though it may veer off from where you think you were going? And that's very much what it has been like for me. The last couple of years, I've been doing deep crone work, intense shadow work. A lot of people think, oh, I've got some shadow work, I'm going to get this done and then move on. It's like, oh no, we're always doing the shadow work. It's just, you know, how does it manifest in this time? Mm-hmm. And so the priorities that I had 15 years ago, 10 years ago, are very different than what I have now. And I think that's just, you know, how we evolve as humans and how we evolve as witches. So the hardest part of that is giving ourselves grace to be able to make those changes, because it's going to freak everybody out. I know where I'm comfortable at, and I am fortunate that I have great friendships and I have strong support to be able to say it's okay for you to make whatever changes you feel are necessary in your life in moving forward, and then be supportive in, okay, so I'm making these changes in my life. Now I need to make these changes in community and change my role within community. So part of this crone work, and this is something that has been implemented over the last couple of years at the Robin's Nest, which I think is really important. And it's important to address how we shift and change our roles in community, because when we do that, it provides opportunity for other people in the community to step up and grow and change. So through my Crone work, for me personally, there's an aspect of wisdom that you gather over time. But the only way you gather that wisdom is by doing the work. Well, there comes a time after you've gathered said wisdom to be able to share that with others. And the best way to do that is to step out of the way. Move so that other people can step into those roles and grow and change. So it's scary, you know, because you focus so much on your identity of, well, this is who I am. This is the witch that I am. Mm-hmm. And this is the witchcraft that I do. And the gods are saying, but it's time to change. You know, mm-hmm. nothing stays the same, and we don't stay stagnant on our path. We move because energy moves, magic moves, witchcraft moves. So that's what started happening. Very small, subtle shifts over the last couple of years at the Robin's Nest. And it's delightful to see. We've had a number of people that have come up through the Temple of Witchcraft Mystery School and are also active members with the Robin's Nest community. And so it was like, I don't need to facilitate every single ritual. I don't need to facilitate doing every Sabbath. Mm-hmm. Let's step out of the way and see what other people can bring to the circle. And it's been amazing. So this year we did a change, and it was funny because everything comes full circle. When we first started the Robin's Nest, we did this the same as well. Different people in the community are hosting moons every month. Not just me and Emily, like we've done for many years, or Emily. And because Emily had changes, so she was doing her changes, and I'm like, you know what? I have changes. It has been amazing to see different people in our community that have provided support for us for so many years, for us to step aside. Now let us support you. Mm-hmm. And see them grow and evolve and change. It's absolutely amazing. This year for Sabbaths, I'm actually splitting them with Luna Raven, who is part of the Temple of Witchcraft. She's in, mm-hmm. you know, she's been doing your witchcraft classes, and
she's amazing. Going to get through Witchcraft 5.
I know, I'm so excited. Yeah. Her and her classmates, it's been an amazing journey watching them grow and change in 5 years. And that's a perfect example, just going even through the mystery school, where you start when you first start Witchcraft 1 and where you end up at the end of Witchcraft 5, vastly different.
Yeah.
But if the first class of people who graduated Witchcraft 5 just stayed there forever and never moved on to do anything else in the temple to help it grow and thrive and do that, then where would all the other Witchcraft 5 students, or even just general members of the temple, find their place?
Books, crystals, incense, herbs, oils, teas, and candles for all of your spiritual and magical needs. The Nest also offers up a wide range of services, including psychic readings, rituals, and classes. Shop online at therobinsnestma.com. Or come to visit in person and be greeted by the sounds of running water, tinkling chimes, and laughing voices as you step into the magical realm. If you would like to become a sponsor for Voices of the Temple and contribute to the Temple of Witchcraft Community Center Fund, please contact Debbie Stellhorn at Debbie, and that's an IE, Stellhorn at templeofwitchcraft.org. Or look for more information at our website at templeofwitchcraft.org.
So it's an important part of the journey that I don't feel is talked about enough. and that it's okay to make those changes. And it's necessary to make those changes for the health and well-being of our community. Because at the end of the day, for me, it's all about the community. What support can I provide community? Because the community supports me.
Yeah.
And it's all reciprocal. You know, what you put in for me, I get out 1,000 times more. The love and friendships that I have because of this witchcraft community, it will span lifetimes. And to me, it's worth every bit of it.
That's lovely. Thank you. I do feel like there is, everyone in their journey has to take on different roles. And I do think that one of the mistakes that some young witches do is they'll typecast themselves first.
Yes.
And like, oh, I'm a crystal witch, or I'm a, you know, I'm an herb witch, or I'm a mental magic witch, you know, things like that. Which I'm like, no. I mean, the craft is so big. Why limit yourself, right?
Absolutely.
By putting yourself in one role and staying in that role forever.
What I also feel like they don't necessarily understand by doing that is that each of these things feed the other.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And it makes it stronger and more diverse.
Mm-hmm.
And ultimately, isn't that what we want? You know?
And I do think that you lose the chance to surprise yourself on how good you can be in something that you didn't think you were good at all. I know
absolutely.
I know for myself, like witchcraft 1 through 3, I was good at before I even started the temple stuff. But then, you know, I got into 4 and, you know, did all the high ceremonial things, and I did not think I was going to be good at it at all. It is such a big part of my practice now. Like,
yeah.
Oh, wow. Like, what a shift, you know? So I think, you know, there are ways to grow and expand, and also places where we can let go of things. And as we move through, you know, maiden, mother, crone, or, you know, in my case, you know, whatever the male equivalents of those are, we have to go, okay, wait, I'm middle-aged now. Maybe I shouldn't be, you know, picking up the store and taking it to every event and hurting my back every time. You know, so just kidding. Not every time. I neutralize that on all levels. But
yes.
Does it make sense of like, you know, like, and then I'm like, you know, the big one that we do is Temple Fest. You know, so like if I bring things to Temple Fest, I feel like I have done my big job for the, you know, and then I can do everything else online, you know. I feel that as well. So there's always these shifts and changes. Mm-hmm. Even with like, for myself of focusing on my hypnosis practice a bit more and letting go of doing so many readings and taking weekends to go and go to different places and do readings. I still do readings, but I'm not focused on it as much. And I think letting go of that a little bit is so, good for giving space to expand. And to move.
Well, you can't reach for something else if you don't let go of what's behind you. You just can't, because then you're stretched, and it's not stretched in a good way.
Yeah.
And we don't have many hands, as many as, you know, I mean, I would love to have 10 more hands to be able to do all the things that I do, but I find also that, you know, through life and the journey of our lived life. And for me, my witchcraft is part of my lived life every day. That some things come full circle. And when we come back to them again, it's more for me of walking that spiral it's, I'm not walking in the same circle over and over again, but it's a spiral so that when I look back on maybe what I was doing hospitality wise 30 years ago, mm-hmm. versus how I'm doing hospitality now, I have a different vantage point. I have a different mm-hmm. viewpoint of how I can make it better. And then now how can I weave this in to my underlying work that flows through everything, that thread, which for me is community.
Yeah.
And it's finding that peace within, you know, myself to be able to do the work and do the practice. Because again, it makes a difference. It makes a difference in the people around us, even mundane people that aren't necessarily magically minded, just in how we carry our energy when we're out in the world. And you know what? Life is stressful. And these days, it's with the combination between social media and, you know, the world at large, people just trying to live day to day and buying groceries, you know, or paying their bills. It's rough.
Mm-hmm.
And we can let that bog us down and don't think that it doesn't bog me down, because it absolutely does.
Mm-hmm.
And then I use my tools. I use my witchcraft tools when I find that I'm scraping that bottom again, because it happens.
Yeah.
That what witchcraft tool can I use? How can I tune in? How can I connect? And what difference can that make, you know, for me, and then move it on out? That's a lot of where the creativity for me comes from, in connecting with the gods and saying, you know, what is it that I need right now? And what is it that if I need, I know other people can need? Mm-hmm. And is this going to provide connection? Is this going to provide inspiration to be able to make somebody's day just a little bit brighter, mm-hmm. Just through the energetic creation of it, the visualization of it, and, you know, the connection of it. So it's, I hope people out there aren't misled of thinking that everybody else's life is perfect and that theirs is a challenge, because let me tell you, everybody's life is a challenge.
Yeah.
And so many people are going through things that nobody knows about. So that old adage, just be kind and, you know, connect, find compassion and help where you can, because that little bit of help can literally change somebody's life. And that, to me, is what witchcraft and magic is all about.
Yeah. Well, thank you for being on the podcast and doing all of the amazing things. I feel like there are a lot of people out there in the world who focus in on things that are not blessings to the world. And I think you really do focus on what can I create that's a blessing to this world. And
thank you.
I, you know, just want to honor that, because, you know, that's how I feel.
Thank you. It means a lot to me. Thank you.
Well, since we've been in sacred space, we have to let it go for now. So we thank the Great Spirit and the two who move as one. We thank the three rays of love, will, and wisdom. We thank the great goddess and the great God who move through us and work with us. May we recognize your presence in our lives. Blessed be. Merry meet.
Blessed be.
Merry part. Merry meet again.
Merry meet again.
Bye.
Thank you, Adam.
You're welcome.
You've been listening to Voices of the Temple. The contents of this podcast are copyright 2010 of the Temple of Witchcraft. For more information, please visit templeofwitchcraft.org.